Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh, National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, personnel and a specially trained dog squad and necessary equipment have departed from Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad to carry out search and rescue operations in Turkey. India has sent the NDRF team to Turkey after earthquakes jolted Turkey and Syria on February 6. Deputy Commandant, NDRF, Deepak Talwar, who is leading the first NDRF team from India to Turkey, said, "This team is consisting of 47 NDRF personnel and 3 senior officers to perform recovery and response work as per the United Nations guidelines." He also said, "We have received the orders for 2 teams. The first team is about to move very soon and second team will be leaving in the morning. We are going for disaster response and after that, humanitarian aid will be provided as per Government of India guidelines." Deepak Talwar said, "The team is going as per the composition prescribed by NDRF and accordingly, we are moving. Medical components are also there. Paramedic staff is also there." Mohsen Shadi, DIG, Operation and Training NDRF said, "As you know, a massive earthquake took place in Turkey and Syria. The Government of India is a measure of HADR, Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Relief, Operations, has taken a decision to send 2 teams of NDRF to Turkey." He added, "The teams are sent to help in conducting the rescue and relief operations. About 101 NDRF personnel from 2 teams, one of the Team 8 Battalion of NDRF from Ghaziabad and the other from 2nd Battalion of NDRF from Kolkata will be going for this mission." Ministry of External Affairs official spokesperson Arindam Bagchi in a tweet, said, "India's Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Relief, HADR, capabilities in action. The first batch of earthquake relief material leaves for Turkey, along with NDRF search and rescue teams, specially trained dog squads, medical supplies, drilling machines and other necessary equipment. India's Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Relief, HADR, capabilities in action. The first batch of earthquake relief material leaves for Turkey, along with NDRF search and rescue teams, specially trained dog squads, medical supplies, drilling machines and other necessary equipment." pig.twitter.com/pb3huge1gr. Arindam Bagchi, at MeIndia, February 6, 2023. In a statement on February 6, the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, said that a meeting was held, and it was decided that the search and rescue teams of NDRF and medical teams, along with relief materials, would be dispatched immediately in coordination with the Turkish government. The PMO said, "Medical teams are also being readied with trained doctors and paramedics with essential medicines. Relief material will be dispatched in coordination with the Turkish government and the Indian Embassy in Ankara, and Consulate General Office in Istanbul." P.K. Mishra, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, held a meeting in South Block to discuss immediate relief measures. After earthquakes jolted the 2 nations on February 6, the death toll in Turkey and Syria has reached more than 3,800. The number of injured in Syria and Turkey has reached 15,914 following earthquakes. At least 2,379 people were killed and 14,483 others injured in Turkey after earthquakes jolted the southern part of the country on February 6, Anadolu Agency reported. According to the Syrian Ministry of Health, 711 people have died, and 1431 have been injured as a result of the earthquake in Syria, including Latakia, Aleppo, Hama, and Tartus. Meanwhile, it was reported that the Syrian Civil Defense, known as the White Helmets, said there were 740 deaths in regions controlled by the opposition. On February 6, an earthquake of magnitude 7.7, centered in the Pazarsakh district, jolted Karamanmaras and hit several provinces, including Gaziantep, Sanliurfa, Diyarbakir, Adana, Adıyaman, Malatya, Osmaniye, Hatay, and Kilis. Later, an earthquake of magnitude 7.6 centered in Karamanmaras's Elbistan district jolted the region. The earthquake was also felt in several neighboring countries, including Lebanon and Syria. The third earthquake of magnitude 6.0 on the Richter scale hit Goksan, Turkey, on February 6, the United States Geological Survey, USGS, said.